Hey, it's Jenny, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Power Hour, a podcast for current and aspiring podcast managers looking to grow their income and impact without working crazy hours. The podcast industry is booming and new podcasts are starting each and every day, so it is the best time to go all in as a podcast manager. Every week, we'll dive into a new topic that will help you navigate the ever-changing world of podcasting and get booked out as a podcast manager. So let's get into today's episode.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. So lately, honestly, I've really been in a funk with my business. I'm not sure if it's just like a lack of motivation with being so sick from my first trimester that did it, or really just dealing with the blues of a slower economy leading to a slower start financially to the year, or a mix of the two. But I've honestly just been in a bit of a funk myself, and I'm slowly starting to come out of it and get re-inspired about my business and everything. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I have been doing to get myself back on track and out of this funk as we go into the summer. So if you're feeling like you're in a funk or you're on the brink of being in that weird season, you're not alone. And let's just jump into the episode. So first up, I want you to give yourself grace. It's just so important to give yourself grace during this time, because if we try to power through things, it usually is not going to end well. And we're going to end up driving ourselves even further into that funk. So don't always try to power through. Sometimes you can, but if you try to do that every single time, it might backfire. My second tip for you is to try something new. So sometimes when I'm feeling uninspired or in a funk, I try something new, whether personally or in business. For example, I'm actually about to launch a new offer, and it's a mini offer for a service that we already offer at my agency. So even though it's similar to something that I already offer, it's packaged slightly differently. So it made it a little more exciting, and I'm really excited to launch it and get it out there and use it to help people with their podcast pitching. And, you know, I just feel like there's been a need for like lower cost products and not as much one-to-one, which I love one-to-one, but it can be pretty pricey. And obviously the economy right now is not working in a lot of people's favor. So having these lower priced things packaged into a way that can still really help people, but is not the same as your core offerings, can really kind of help you feel re-inspired again. And that's something that I feel like helped me get out of my funk, because I was really excited to brainstorm this new offer and kind of package it differently and all that stuff. So I think it really helped me, a part of it helped me pull out of my funk. So definitely try something new, whether personally or in business. It doesn't have to be in business all the time, but that was just my example. And I want to also say, like, don't box yourself into one thing. I think sometimes we can get so hung up on niching down that we really niche ourselves too far down, and we essentially put ourselves in a box. So for example, niching down to only doing podcast launches for one tiny subset of people, like not just like podcast launches for business coaches, because that can be a lot of people, but like podcast launches for like, I don't know, I can't think of anything super tiny right now, but podcast launches for what's a super tiny subset of people, like podcast launches for dietitians. I mean, that's pretty small, but it can still be, I don't know, just think of the, like the smallest subset of people that you can think of and niche down into that, because that can get pretty boring. And I know niching is important. I've obviously niched down myself, but I don't think it's niching yourself down to like where you only have like three ideal clients that like apply to what you're selling is beneficial for anyone, because obviously you can expect all three of those people to work with you. And even if all three of those people do decide to work with you, that's not enough people to be sustainable. So don't box yourself into one thing. It's okay to expand. I always like to start broad and then slowly niche down. And it's okay if you niche down too far to kind of expand and recreate things again, because it's a business. It's always evolving. You don't need to feel boxed into one thing forever. And I know I struggled with that a lot. Like I didn't want to change my business too much, because I was like, well, I don't want people to think I'm always changing my business and like that I'm not known for any one thing because I'm always changing. But you know, if you box yourself in too far, you can run into issues as well. So just think about that. And then lastly, take a break. So taking a break, whether that's just for the afternoon or for a few days, can definitely be helpful for helping you get out of a funk. When I'm personally starting to feel in a funk, I will go take a walk to clear my head, and then I'll usually take the rest of the afternoon off to give myself a break. A lot of the time that ends up doing the trick, but not always. So you might need to give yourself a little more time than that. And most of us aren't just growing businesses, but we're also raising kids, we're managing households, we're doing a lot of different things. So it's pretty common to go through these funks because you have a lot on your plate. So taking a break can really help. And taking a break is not unproductive. And a lot of people have given it like a bad rep. And they're like, oh, you know, a lot of hustle all the time, with the whole hustle culture being so glorified. But taking a break can really help. I feel like sometimes when I take a break, I get some of my best ideas and it really helps me feel excited about my business again, instead of like trying to power through and then like burning myself into the ground, which you don't want to do. So I would love to know, what are some things that you do when you're in a funk with your business? You can let me know over on Instagram. My handle is at jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. I always love hearing from you guys. It's so much fun to talk to you because, you know, with podcasts, you don't really know who's listening unless they reach out to you. So yeah, well, until next time, friends.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. Come hang out with me over on Instagram at jenny.sunnison, jenny.sunnison, or in the Profitable Podcast Manager Society Facebook group. And let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I love hearing from you. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes over at jennysunnison.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode.